Ghana came to our country.
Abada Richard Ghana nabila kusikolati.
And he asked me to accompany him to East Africa. So we went to Uganda.
Tunaenda Uganda.
And then we ended up in Kenya.
Tunazipeza Kenya.
And we had a very good fellowship.
Tunalina chianja mzabwino.
From that time, I was always coming to East Africa. And then the other time, I asked Brother Albert Matimbe. I said, "You go for me to East Africa." And when he went to East Africa, he could not miss a year without going. He was always going to East Africa. And he knows East Africa more than I know. Amen. So then it came up that here from Zambia, Brother Piri go also to East Africa. Now when he went to East Africa, it is him now who pulled East Africa down here. So we are here. Amen. And I want to believe it is he's going to Asia. That has also pulled Asia down here. So we are happy. Amen. And as you are all witness to it, that our convention this time was really packed with mature stuff. Even as the introductory sermon was on maturity, was it? Amen.
Amen.
So maturity brings us into the reality of things. Amen.
Amen.
So maybe to back that up, we just want to read what brother Mapini showed us. That was in John chapter 12, was it?
Yohane
12. He read these words. In John chapter 12.
Yohane 12.
That was in verse 20.
Yohane 12, 20.
He read these words. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we will see Jesus." Philip cometh and calleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Amen. And to complement this reading, let's just go back to John chapter 7.
So, kutaya mao, tia simikiza bwino. Johannes 7.
John chapter 7.
Johannes 7.
That is verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink."
Koma tsiku lomaliza alikulu yachikondwele Yesu anaimirira na kufula na anati ngati pali munthu aliponsa kumba njota abwere kwa ine amwe.
Amen. Now we heard Brother Silas telling us about the prophecy.
Abala Silas watuza pali uneneri.
Not for that day, but for the last day. So say, there's a great significance on the last day. Even as we heard about this evangelism, that the fields are now ripe. That means that's the last stage of the field. There's planting, there is a fertilizing, there is a cultivating, but the end is the harvest. Now when you come to the harvest, you come to now the real thing. Amen. That is the beginning of the feast. It is at the end. That's why Israel, when they went into the promised land, they were told, when you get there, yes, you have drunk water from the rock, you have eaten manna, you have crossed the Red Sea, you have walked on dry ground across Jordan, you have seen Jericho's walls falling. But when you get there and you plant, you take that fruit, those first fruits, put them in a basket and present to the high priest, and then you offer your prayer. It is upon the fruits, not just the miracles of the wilderness, but the confirmation of the word of God, that is at the last, when you harvest. That's why here Jesus stood on the last day of the feast, and here we are on the last day of the feast. That's when he says, if any be thirsty. But we have been drinking throughout the days of the feast. How can thirst come at the end? But this is what the Lord said. On the last day of the feast, come and drink. When I give you this water, it will be rivers of water in you. So we have come to the conclusion of our feasting. And the message is, come and drink. Drink what? The true water. Now, we have heard messages. We have heard preaching. These were words which were true. It's the true gospel that we heard. But the true gospel that we heard is not an end in itself. It is pointing to something. That's why we have missed the mark in the message circles. We think the message is just run around those words of the prophet. the courts and all those things. But the message is pointing us to something. So on this last day of the feast, the last preacher, who was just given 10 minutes. But the good part is, he gave us a scripture in Galatians chapter 5,
Galatia 5,
that was verse 22.
Give me a 22.
It said, if you can put it up, let's just look at it, what was said. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, suffering, and long suffering. Okay, I'll be reading that and you'll be giving. We want to see how many there are, huh? Right. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. If the one who wrote this scripture, or maybe interpreted or translated it, maybe we can say he lost his grammar there. How many are there?
Seven.
How come he says the fruit? When there are seven of them, then can you see? This is the goodness of the word of God. The scripture says it is the fruit. Amen. And that fruit is manifested in love, in joy, in peace. It is only one thing that we're being pointed to. But the expression of that fruit is expressed in love. It's expressed in truth. It's expressed in joy. All these things constitute that one fruit. And that's what we have come for. Amen. That one thing. And then the preacher also showed us, Jesus says, I am the vine. No, he is not just an ordinary vine. There are a lot of vines, but all those vines are only a replica, are only a shadow of the true vine. So Jesus Christ is the true vine. Amen. And then on this last day of the feast, we want to come to the true fruit and come to the true vine. And that is Jesus Christ. That's why the Greeks, when they came, they came to the disciples and they said, we want to see Jesus. You know, these disciples never expected that. Because if they had expected it, you could have just taken him and said, okay, you want to see Jesus? Okay, come, here he is. But they called one another. This is not an issue for one person. I cannot take him there myself. Let's go together as witnesses that these people are seeking Jesus. When they came to Jesus, Jesus never said, oh, you want to know me? It's me. Jesus pointed to his death. He says, now the time has come that God should glorify his name in me. Amen.
Amen.
Now he says, now I have come to this hour. What shall I say about this hour? Shall I try to evade it? But this is why I came. He says, now my soul is troubled. Why was he troubled? By a mere requisition of seeing him. It means they wanted to see him. And they could not see the truth of Jesus. They could not see the reality of Jesus unless he had died. Amen. Because if a corn of wheat does not die, it will remain alone. But if it dies, it brings out the true life and the true essence of the seed. So here, Jesus shows us that he cannot be seen, neither can he be understood, unless he has to pay the price for us to see him. That's when we see the truth of who Jesus is. That's why even those people, they said he is one of the prophets. But Peter says you are the Christ. And Christ means the Messiah. And the Bible tells us that Christ is the anointed Logos which was slain in the mind of God before the beginning of time. Amen. So it is in the slaying of the Lamb that we are brought into the reality of God. So Jesus Christ to us is not just someone who is casting out devils, is not just someone who is healing the sick, but he is the answer to our redemption. So on this last day of the feast, may we, by the grace of God, come to the reality and the purpose of all preaching and all singing and all teaching is coming to the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not somebody who is just preached about, neither somebody who just cast out devils, but that we come to the reality of the essence of God, the truth of Jesus Christ. He is the true water that we may come to drink. We have been taught, we have been encouraged, we have been admonished to come to that truth. If we cannot grasp that truth, our convention was in vain. May now our lives not be encouraged. May now our lives not be pushed or made to walk by the preaching that we heard, but may it be that all the preaching bring us into Christ himself, so that we will live now not by virtue of the sermons, but we live by Christ. Can you see that?
Amen.
That is the purpose of all preaching. That is the purpose of all teaching. Is to bring us into the reality of Christ. That's why he said on the last day of the feast, come to me now, that I may give you the true water. Amen. So that you will not just live by going and fetching the water, but the water will be a river in you. So you will drink water not from the well, but from a living source which is right in you. May it be our prayer that our convention brings us into Christ himself. Amen.
Amen.
As it was in Galatians 5, many things are mentioned there. Love, long suffering, and all that. Yes, those things are good. But the scripture is pointing to one thing. The fruit. And that fruit, because you can have love without long suffering. You can have long suffering, but no forgiveness. But if you have the fruit, out of it will come the love, the long suffering, and everything will come into you. That's the purpose of our coming here, is to be in Christ Himself. Amen. That was the purpose of evangelism, the purpose of maturity, the purpose of harvest, and the purpose of all the preaching that has been done here, is that you may be found not in the teaching, but in the truth of the teaching, in the reality of the gospel, which is Christ Himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God bless you all. Even as we depart our different places, may the grace of Almighty God be with us, and that we may not be void of the reality of this convention. Amen. The goal of our gathering, that we may come into Christ, that Christ may dwell in our hearts. As the Bible says, when Christ dwells in our hearts, then we can have all the fruits of the Spirit. Shall we pray? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful and we appreciate, Lord, that we unworthy people who were lost, who were buried in the muck of our sins, who were overshadowed by denominations and the spirit of denominationalism, but you brought us, Father God, by your word. We are here, Lord God. We want to thank you for your servants whom you have brought here, Lord. They've suspended many a program. They've suspended many a commitment, Father God, to be here for your church. Even as we have been taught that Christ will come for a church without blame, without wrinkle. Father God, we want to thank you for the ministers. We want to thank you, Father God, for that you have so anointed them that they have put themselves aside and you have spoken to us through them. Father God, we want to thank you for the laity. Had it been not for them, we would not have had this convention. But they have come, Lord, to eat from the table. Lord, may you bless these, your children. May you bless them, Father God. May you open the eyes of their understanding. May you open their hearts, Lord, that they may not just be contented that they have traveled to come here, but that they have got the purpose of their coming here, that they have got the reality and the truth of this convention. We commit everyone, Father God, into your hands for your glory. Father God, it has taken some to put their hands in their pockets. Father God, it has taken some, Father God, to give themselves for service that others may enjoy and be able to gather here. Lord, I pray your blessings upon all those who have participated, Father God, in the accomplishment of this great convention that we have had. Bless, Father God, our brother here, Brother Andrew, the deacons, the trustees, the church, their spouses, Father God, that you may bless them, Lord, and continue to be with them, that, Lord God, it may not end here, but may this be a beginning of a great convention that will lead us into the greatest of them all, where we will be gathered together, Lord God, blameless and pure before you on that great day. Bless us, Father. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Father God, lead us and be with us. even as we each one go to his own place. For we ask this only for your glory, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May God bless you all. The Lord willing, the Zimbabwean contingent will be leaving tomorrow. So we solicit your prayers, and we want to take your greetings to our church back home. Okay, God bless you.